Hey guys, it's me. Welcome back to another episode of the Dream On Podcast. This is your host, Jennifer, and I'm recording this episode right now at midnight because I can't sleep, and I don't think this is like the best way to fall asleep, but I don't have an episode for this coming week, and I wanted to record one today, and then I just like didn't get around to it because I had other stuff to do, so I can't sleep. And I've been trying for like an hour and a half, and I'm just like, you know what? What the heck? I don't think this is going to be like a long episode, so we'll see if I can record maybe like some of it or the whole thing or whatever. We're just going to see what happens here. So this is kind of like the Dream On Podcast sleepy edition because I'm tired and I'm sleepy and I just cannot sleep. And I don't know what's up, but like, my back is like super tight and it's like really uncomfortable, so I can't go to sleep right now. But I think that if I'm like up for a little bit and then I go back to sleep, or not back to sleep, like back to bed, then I can kind of like relax into it and like maybe I'll do it like the right way this time, you know? And so hopefully it'll work. But you know, we'll have to see. So I'll try to record this episode. I'll see if it's good. If you're listening to this, then it was good enough to release. And if not, then I'll just delete it and redo it. And this will be like a rough draft. So we're going to find out what happens here. But today we're talking about night terrors. And some of what I'm going to say will sound familiar because I already talked about like sleepwalking in an episode, and I talked about nightmares in an episode, and obviously night terrors like really has a lot in common with both of those things, and it's just like one of those really common things that disturbs people's sleep. All of them do, but night terrors are actually not nightmares, and that's something that I don't think people mix up as much anymore. But it used to be really common for people to mix up night terrors and nightmares. So just to clarify, a nightmare is like a bad dream, like a scary dream. And you don't necessarily like wake up from it. And like, obviously you can do some weird stuff when you're having a nightmare. Like you might move around or something and you can talk in your sleep. All that stuff can accompany a nightmare. But night terrors are different than nightmares because from a night terror, you won't wake up in the same way that you will from a nightmare. Like a night terror, you, for the most part, you're just like in the dream and it's accompanied by like very obvious, very extreme, like physically acting out. So for a lot of people, when they have night terrors, they like thrash around and they're like throwing their limbs all over the place. A lot of the time people scream. And so it's like very scary to witness. And it's like an extremely violent event, but the person is totally asleep the whole time. So it's obviously, as you can imagine, like very problematic for your sleep. But one of the other things that really differentiates night terrors from nightmares is that nightmares usually occur during the REM stage of sleep, and they typically happen early in the morning, and night terrors are more likely to happen during the first half of the night. So that would be probably like before, like at the beginning of your first sleep cycle, or maybe the beginning of your second sleep cycle. So it's like, you know, you'll go to sleep and then within that first little bit, you'll already have like a night terror. And night terrors are mostly, they're like most common in children ages 3 to 5. And I'm sure that as a parent, that would be really scary to see like your little 3-year-old like screaming and like thrashing around in their sleep. But it's not like so uncommon that you need to be like super freaked out about it. Like I said, it's just like kind of something that happens when people are sleeping, the same as nightmares and sleepwalking. And sleepwalking, like night terrors, as I discussed in that episode, is extremely common in children. So it seems like all of these things are really like kind of something that I guess most people confront in their childhood, like something like this. And so I don't know what that says about like child development, like what all this means as far as child development goes. But clearly there's like something going on there with like the brain learning to regulate itself, or maybe it's like a result of something. I have no idea. Just throwing that out there, you know, like we're doing some musings here at 12 a.m. So sleep terrors, you know, intense fear, flailing, screaming, obviously that can pose a safety risk for people. And that's like a concern, especially if someone is actually getting out of bed, because night terrors don't necessarily all happen just like laying down, because night terrors can be accompanied by sleepwalking, in which case people can literally be like running around their house. And obviously they can even like leave their house, which is really when you should be concerned about it. And that's probably not going to be like a 3-year-old. That's in like extreme cases where it's someone who's older than that. And when I was doing my research, I was trying to find out, you know, like, when is this an issue? Like, when is it medically relevant? And one of the like things that they said was that if you have night terrors that are like consistent and like serious, past teen years and into like adulthood, or they begin in adulthood, then that's when you should probably be concerned, because that's not supposed to happen, obviously. And that's more so like when you can hurt yourself when you're an adult, because then you're like leaving your house and stuff. So that's not good. But they're also like problematic when they keep you from getting enough sleep, to the point that you're sleepy during the day, or you're grumpy, or you're noticing that you're not sleeping well. And it's interesting too, because like during night terrors, you are technically sleeping, but you're just not sleeping well at all. Like it's like the worst sleep of your life, because even though your brain is like technically off, I guess, your body is very much not. And so you're still moving around and like doing stuff. And so your body never gets a chance to actually rest and recharge, which is really bad. And we all need that to like continue functioning. So if night terrors are to the point where a person is not like resting when they're asleep, obviously that's a problem and they need to get medical help for that, because it's not sustainable to just like not rest. It's also an issue, not just for the person, but for other people in the home that live with them. Because when you have someone that you live with who's having like these crazy dreams and they're like freaking out at night, obviously that keeps you awake too. So then everybody's suffering and it's just like horrible for everyone. So to help someone with night terrors that isn't like in an extreme medical case, right? So it's not like every night, it's just like once in a while your kid or something has night terrors. Similar to sleepwalking, it's best to try to just like comfort them and like be quiet about it and not be like extreme, because you need to realize that they're not actually conscious. So even if they're moving around, right, and doing stuff and like, I don't know what they're doing, but like no matter what they're doing, you need to realize that they're not actually conscious and that they're in a dream right now. So instead of like startling them, because they could totally freak out if you do that, like it's so scary to be woken up from a dream like that. It's terrifying. It's good to just like try to quietly, calmly talk to them and like coax them back to bed and not be like aggressive about it, you know? So like be gentle and be like, okay, you know, let's go back to bed, and like just try to lead them back to bed and get them to like lay back down, because then hopefully they'll just like get back in bed and their body will relax, and then they'll just like, you know, fall into like a real sleep. And this is one of the things as well that differentiates nightmares from night terrors, is that you can remember a nightmare like fairly easily. And typically when it's like a nightmare that happened right before you woke up, or like it's one that did in fact wake you up, then obviously you probably remember at least a little bit of what it was, even if you're not someone who writes down your dreams and is actually like interested in all this stuff. So someone who has night terrors, though, they're also called sleep terrors, by the way. Someone who has night terrors, even if you wake them up in the middle of it, it's going to be really, really hard for them to remember what it was about and just like anything about it. And also when I was looking, mainly I was looking at the Mayo Clinic website and the Hopkins Medicine website for this little episode. And I don't know which one it was, but one of them was saying that like, it's like a lot harder for the children, obviously, like the smaller children, to remember like anything at all. Like they won't even know like what's happening. Like if they wake up, they'll be like, what the heck is happening? And like, just freak out. So that's pretty rough. It's more common for like the teenagers or like adults to actually remember what it was about and to like be like, oh yeah, I remember something about this, you know? So the kids probably won't remember like anything at all. So just overall, it's like a very interesting thing that happens. And it kind of like, it's just like one of those things that gives you into like a window into just how weird like the brains of people are. Like, it's so weird that our minds just work like that and we can just like wander around like that in our sleep and absolutely freak out. And that's just something that happens to people sometimes. And excluding the extreme cases where it's like concerning, having it happen once or twice to your toddler is not like abnormal. It's just something that can happen. And I don't know the specifics of that actually. So let's look that up. Night terrors. Bum, bum, bum. In children. Typing ASMR. Okay, yeah. See, yes. From Stat Pearls on the government website. It says that there's equal prevalence between boys and girls with a prevalence of approximately 30% in children. And night terrors can occur in adults, but it's rare. So most often between the ages of 3 to 7, and 30% of kids will have night terrors at some point. So super interesting. And like I just said, it's not super uncommon. Like it's common. It's 30% of kids will have one or have a couple, you know? So it is something that just like happens to people, and that's crazy. It just like does. It's so weird. So I don't know if I covered like anything just now, but it's now 12:09 a.m. I started recording a little bit before midnight. Okay, you got me, but it was basically midnight. And oh yeah, okay. So now that we're at the end of the episode, I mean, not really, because now I have like a whole thing to talk about, but like, that's all the stuff that I really wanted to say about night terrors, because we covered so much stuff about them already, just like through talking about the sleepwalking episode and the nightmares episode, because it has so much in common with both of those things. It's kind of like a blend between them. So there's not like a ton to cover on its own as far as just like a full topic. So this always was kind of going to be like a shorter episode, but, I did want to mention, because I keep forgetting to talk about it, I had a dream that wasn't like super long ago. I think it was like, I forgot one time to talk about it. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. I had this dream and it was about my first love. I was in love with him, like in love with him. I'm telling you guys, like I was in love with him from like second grade to sixth grade. I was totally in love with him. He was my classmate. And I was like, oh my gosh, like one day we're going to get married and it's going to be so great. And I was just like, oh, he was so funny and he was so cute. And I was in love with him and I wish him all the best in life. But, I had a dream like 2 weeks ago, and I was in this like modern house and a ton of my high school classmates were there, and also like a ton of people that I didn't know. And just to remind you guys, I haven't been to college in person yet because of the stupid pandemic. So my first couple years of college have been exclusively online, and this semester is my first time that I'll actually get to go in person to college. So Whoa. So when I have like dreams about school and my classmates and stuff, it's always my high school classmates and my high school teachers and everything, because my college ones I've never actually met. So in the dream, I was at in this like modern house that was like super boxy and it was kind of industrial style with like a lot of concrete and like wood tones and then like big glass walls. And I was like at this party in there, and there was like a weird plot of like weasels stealing things from the house, and I was pretty lucid, and I was just like kind of walking around like looking at stuff, and like sometimes people would come talk to me and I would talk to them and then they would leave, and I would just like I was just kind of chilling in the dream. And then my friend, who I've known for a super long time, she came up to me and she was like, "Oh, did you know that the party goes outside? Like, have you been outside yet?" And I was like, "No, I didn't even know this place had like a backyard." So, we went out these huge like sliding glass doors and we walked to the left, and the house, right? Because it was super modern. It was like this big boxy house. And so we walked down the side of like the box, essentially. And there was like a huge yard out there and it had like a pool, and there were like a ton more people out there and they were barbecuing. And I don't know who I said hi to first. I think it was another girl that I used to know from like forever ago. But I was talking to, oh no, it was my, oh my gosh, okay, wait. It was this girl from my freaking freshman year in high school. She was in my class that year, and she, I'll always remember her because in freaking sex ed, she was such an oversharer. So I know everything about her sex life. Like, it was so disturbing. Just keep that to yourself, girly, you know? But she was just like, she overshared everything. So that's what I think of when I think of her. But I saw her in the dream and I was like, oh my gosh. And she was like, oh, how are you? And I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And she was like, like she got super deep with me all of a sudden. She's like, I was going through like a lot of stuff in high school and like I'm doing a lot better now. And it was very profound. And she was like, yeah, I was going through tough stuff, but like I'm good. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm so glad to hear that. And I actually was like, I was so happy to hear that she was doing better, because I actually do think she was going through some hard stuff. But then from behind me, I heard this voice and it was like, oh, Jennifer. And I turned around and it was my first love, guys. And like, I don't know what to call him. I'm gonna call him Brandon because that's a funny name. Shout out to all the Brandons out there. I'm looking at Skyward by Brandon Sanderson that's sitting on my bookshelf. So we're taking his name. Thank you, Brandon. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it's Brandon. And he came over and I was like, dude, how are you? And like, I started crying because you guys need to understand, like, Brandon, he went through some tough stuff of his own, just like that girl did. Like, he dealt with a lot of stuff after we didn't go to school together anymore. And it was like, when he left, just honestly, like his whole life just like fell to pieces. It was so sad. And then I never saw him again. Like, I heard about all the stuff that happened, and then I haven't seen him since then, since like sixth grade. So it's so sad because, like, in my mind, right, I remember like the kid that he was and like my buddy that I loved. I was in love with him, guys. It was my first love. And so in the dream, like I saw him and I was like, oh my gosh, like how are you? And I was crying and he was like, like I'm actually doing a lot better, And I was like, dude, like I'm so sorry that your life fell apart and I just didn't see you for so long, And he was like, it's okay because I'm doing so much better now. And I was just like crying in the dream and I woke up and I was like so sad. Just genuinely, I was so sad all day because I have no idea how he's doing. And I think at this point it's been too long because now I'm in my 20s. And that was when we were like 11. So I think it's been too long. But, you know, he still gets a shout out on this podcast. I'll have to remember that I'm referring to him as Brandon, because otherwise I'll just end up using a different name next time he inevitably comes up. But you know what? This one's for you, Brandon. You were my first love. You were the real one. I thought we were going to get married. It could still happen. The one that got away. So it's been 20 minutes, and that's like a pretty decent episode length. That doesn't need to be astronomically long like some of my episodes are. You know, 20 minutes is good. It's respectable. It's all right. And now I would really like to try to go to sleep again. We'll see how it goes. I really hope that this episode is good and usable and that the audio is okay, because normally I record episodes in little audio segments as opposed to all at once like this, and I've just been recording straight through for over 20 minutes. So if there's an issue with the audio, I'll have to re-record everything, even if the episode is good. So I was gonna ask you all to pray for me, but you don't have to because you know if this made it or not. So thank you anyway. You didn't even have to do it. Thanks. I think that's all. I mean, I remember to tell you about my dream about Brandon. I feel like there was something else though, and I might as well try to figure it out, right? I'm gonna look at my, because I, just so you know, I have like a long document where I have like all of my episode outlines and stuff, and I keep like little study links on here and stuff that I can refer back to. It's all very cool, very fun. I actually don't think there's anything else I need to say, because I already talked about how you guys should submit like Q&A stuff and everything. So please just do that, and then I'll talk to you guys next week. So I'll talk to you next week, and in the meantime, have a good week, keep up your dream journals, and dream on.